That's right, everybody. Welcome back.
Don't attack me.
That's it, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Father Knows How to Be a Jedi Warrior, a Jedi Knight.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
So, as you may not know, but there are a few that do know that yesterday, on the second day of March, Dad, Morgan, Justin, Taylor, Lauren, Alejandra, we were all tramping around Disneyland. And it was very, very cool because it was an amazing experience for me for a number of reasons. Not the typical Disney day that I've been used to all my life, because I've gone to Disney many times as I'm from LA.
Yeah.
And, but what really made it special is in the beginning, people saw Morgan and they all were very excited about seeing her. And we took some pictures and Morgan signed some autograph books and things like that. And yeah, it was just really nice to see the warmth and the love that people have, you know, found for her. And as the day went on, it was dark. We went to Toontown. We were going to listen to your song that you wrote.
Yep.
That's playing in Toontown. And we were outside of, It's a Small World. And a woman came up to me this time and said, "Are you Jerry?" And I said, "Yes." And she then saw Morgan and she said, "My daughter, you know, saw you guys apparently. And I think she saw us. And she said, I really wanted to come and thank you. Thank you because my daughter was with somebody that was not the right person, who was an abuser. And listening to the show and your conversations regarding it, she took the strength and she succeeded in walking away from that relationship."
Yeah.
So it goes to show you that when you're in these type of relationships, why it is so important to find your freedom and that you will find a better life. And just for that, I felt that everything that we do here and taking our nights and days as you guys edit and find stories, you know, I mean, I have it easy. I really do. And I thank you guys for that. I come in and I sit down and you guys have already got to, you know, worked out your stories that you think that will be the best for that night. And we do it. But what we are doing here is really fantastic. You guys supporting us by watching it. And look, when you subscribe, it really, I never thought this in the very beginning, but look, advertisers like us, it works and it keeps us doing it as well. But let me tell you, we do it for the love of you. And you watching us and supporting us that way, it's fantastic. So I want to thank you guys and all of you that we as a group help one another.
Yep.
So when you have comments, make your comments because they read them. Yeah. People read it, people respond to it, and it makes a difference for so many of our lives. And that's all I can tell you. We're all blessings to one another and we should continue to do so. And Morgan, I was, when we went to Star Wars Land or Star Wars,
yeah.
Star Wars Land.
Yeah.
And I went into this place where they had these and I saw it and I really wanted to buy one and I wasn't sure I was going to do it then or come home. And Morgan says, "Go home and do it. You know, you can buy them online." And I said, "Okay." And today I was shopping actually for it. And Morgan walked in the house today and she said, "Dad, look what I got for you." So this is cool. And you get that green.
Yeah.
And this is mine forever. I'm taking it with me when I go to the other side.
Okay.
That's it. So now let's start our show.
Okay.
And do you have a theme?
I do, and it's not very, it doesn't come out of that well. From the nice words you just had, it's not a good segue.
It's not a good segue?
No. Because our theme is?
I have no idea.
Cheating.
Well, all of you, let's get one of these. And when we get to that person, Anyway,
there you have it.
I don't know. This was just very cool. I was very excited about it.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go. All right, let's go.
Number one. Hi, Jerry and the gang. I, 26 female, just found out that my husband, 30 male, cheated on me. We've been together for 3 years and have one child. I unexpectedly took his car today instead of mine and found an empty sex toy package in the back. I think I knew immediately, so I went digging for proof and found said sex toy and condoms in his gym bag. I confronted him, and after initially trying to lie, he admitted to sleeping with a coworker a few times this past winter, but insisted that it was over.
Why is it in his gym bag today?
The past couple of months were very rough on us. I finished maternity leave and went back to work and school, so a lot of the childcare and housework landed on him. My schoolwork was insanely difficult this semester, and I ended up having to stay at school a lot of the time just to be able to finish everything that I had to do. He wasn't happy with that at all. Our communication has also honestly been so bad. I've tried talking to him many times about how our relationship is not working and what we can do to fix it, but he either stays quiet or gets mad. He told me that the reason he cheated was that he felt unloved and that he is somewhat less attracted to me because I've gained weight post-baby. I can't stop thinking about how much of a betrayal this is and about the two of them together. What should I do? I often feel like I would have left a long time ago if we didn't have a baby together, but at the same time, I do still love him in some way. I also cannot afford to be a single parent in my country and don't really have parents that I can rely on. I feel so lost and numb.
Well, unfortunately, unless you both want to really make this thing work, it's not going to work. You're going to start keeping score, and what I say about when you start keeping this, keeping score, the game is over. You know, it's not that way if you guys break up and take a leave that you're not going to miss each other and not appreciate each other more. And you may be able to find some kind of way of securing that relationship again. And everyone wants to try whatever they can if they love one another to really find it.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't know, what you're up against. I don't know if you really know what you're up against as far as what their relationship, their friendship. The excuse that he gave you is basically bullshit. He just transferred his own guilt on, the fact that, hey, you're unattractive, you're gaining weight. Look, I have been in relationships where I met someone and they were young and beautiful with their skin, their body, and then years go by and they don't look the same they did when you met them. But I got to tell you something, when you're in love with them, doesn't change. They are the same person that you met. You look beyond that physicality and you just go with the fact that when you come home and you see their car, you're excited to see it. And that's something special. So you guys just may have been the wrong couple to get together. And he may be able to be monogamous to the next person, but I don't know if he can be monogamous to you. I certainly have been through some relationships that there was infidelity. And yeah, I got past it. Yeah, I was able to think that we're going to go forward and have our life. But in reality, it didn't work. And that doesn't mean that yours won't. But I know that if you want to make it work, you guys are going to have to really, really both want to have it. If you both don't want it, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure that one out. And obviously the first thing that we always say is, family counseling, couples counseling.
For sure. Yeah. And I mean, a little more here, ideal outcome, whatever causes the least amount of trauma to my daughter,
mm-hmm.
anything else, maternity leave is 1 year in my country. So our daughter is not a newborn. She's in daycare, so he picks her up after work and takes care of her until she goes to sleep. He feels very bad about everything that has happened. He is currently seeking a therapist and wants to work on things, but I can't stop thinking about how she gave him the sex toy and he kept it. Also the fact that he slept with her multiple times and how while that was happening, I was begging him to go to couples therapy with me.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously doesn't change any of the what lie, you were
the,
saying.
The lie is like, it's back to keeping score. I mean, the reality is when you guys have a break, I've had relationships where I have literally really been cheated on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking for 1,000 different words for it, but let's just get down to the main word, cheated on.
Yeah.
You get to the part you say, I really miss them. Maybe, you know, we have figured it out. We know what where we were wrong. It'll never happen again. And at the end of the day, in those cases, it just didn't happen. And I found that you can raise kids not being together and have and you can have a healthy relationship. If they're not going to, if you're not the one they want to be with, don't force it.
Yeah.
And don't worry about your child. Your child will see two, you know, people that, you know, love the child and that work together to make them happy. And if you're happy with, you'll find another person to be with that will love you and will cherish you and respect you and will love your child. Long as that you set that as the goal and you don't take anything less.
Yeah.
And if you don't find that person, don't marry them.
Right. Well, I think this might apply through this entire episode, but I think one of the best things you've ever said on this show is in situations like this where there's betrayal, the only way to actually move forward is if you both can drop the knife and not keep it in your back pocket. Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, you hold the cheating over as leverage for the remainder of time, and you bring it up when there's any argument.
It's not going to work.
It's like we're starting fresh. This is brand new and we're looking forward, completely forward.
Right. Let me ask a question. If she meets a new person, is she going to really care about who that person slept with before she met him?
Right.
It's not going to be a part of the issue.
Which is almost not impossible, which is very difficult to create with someone you have history with.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that can almost do that to the point where
have a better chance to succeed.
Yeah. But the fact that, you know, and I don't know how long it's been, but the fact that you are still so, you know, stuck on these facts and they still hurt, there's not anything wrong with that, but it just makes it way more difficult to try to move forward with a clean slate and have a healthy relationship. So.
And you also have a couple other things that are at hand here. First of all, he's 30 years old. When you met him, he was 27. You guys are young. There's a lot of immaturity, a lot of, you know, things that are going on in someone's loins, should I say, during this period before they finally mellow out.
Loins.
Loins. A good word, loins.
That's a great one.
L-O-I-N-S, loins. Is that loins? L-O-I-N-S.
Yeah. That would be it.
I was thinking I was dyslexic a second, spelling lions. Anyways. But you are correct that they really have to drop the knife. If they can't drop the knife, don't give it a shot. But don't also forget what got you here and when in this way. And sometimes your relationships can grow stronger and be more meaningful. It's up to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, rolling on.
Next
straightforward.
One. Number two.
Hi, Dad, Morgan, Justin, and any other guests. We may have some other guests in here. They could be sitting here when we just don't know. I really, really need some advice as I have had a life-altering event happen to me recently. Me and my husband, both 22, have separated. There was cheating on his side and lots of toxicity. We still live together. I am in my final year of nursing school and do not have any money of my own. It all started because he said he wanted to be young and free and did not want to look after me anymore. It has gotten very ugly and he has even threatened to kick me out. He's constantly telling me that he pays the rent and that one problem from me and I'm out. He brings people over and parties. He has no regard for me. He has completely stopped caring about me. Dad, this is the most heartbreaking thing of my life. He went from someone who is so loving and caring to a person who has completely changed. I am trying to save up. I really have no family by my side, but I cannot keep living here and going through this. He was my family, and now I'm completely alone trying to get myself together to finish school and become an RN. Please, I need some advice as I am giving up. Thank you, guys. I love you all so much.
First of all, don't give up on yourself. You can certainly kiss his ass goodbye, because it's not healthy for you even to be in the environment. The fact that he's willing to give you a place to lay your head and torture you in the same time, I don't think you need the torture. Apparently, he doesn't even think he can be nice, that you could even say, you know something, let's get divorced. If we want to remain roommates, and I get that you're going to have your people over, and you're okay with that, and he's okay by being a nice person, hey, that's a different thing. But that's not in the cards right now. You need to get out. You got to have to go find another job, whatever that job is, temporarily, to give you some kind of income that you can share a room with somebody, or get a roommate, or, you know, find some people, other nurses that are students that maybe might have an answer. But you're going to have to open your network to meet some other people that you can possibly go, you know, move in with and have a roommate. But you need to generate some income. There's no way around it. You can't, you know, go to your fellow students at school that have their own issues and think that they're going to be able to assist you. And if your family really are out, mm-hmm. that is the direction. You're going to have to really put on your big girl pants and add a little more stress to that tree as the good Lord pulls it back. But be resilient. You'll get through this and you'll be stronger for it. Absolutely.
100%. And, you know, I think the heartbreak is that much harder being still in the situation and seeing how, you know, bad it is. And just you're facing that. You're like, you know, when you go through a breakup and that first time it's like, I think we should split up, and the way that just hits you mm-hmm. and that moment is so intense. I feel like you keep getting hit with that same moment just in different ways with all these different examples. And I mean, I can't imagine just having to deal with that every day. And I think a big part of it is, I think there's so much power in you as a person that you don't realize, where your self-worth and your purpose and everything you are is not reliant on this guy. You are enough on your own. You're capable. And I think if you gave up, you would never be able to see all the amazing things that you're going to be experiencing and accomplishing. Step A is definitely don't give up. Don't even think about it.
But get out of that environment.
If you can find the means to safely, in terms of physical safety and financial safety, to find a good way to make that step, then yes, that would be life-changing for you.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't even asked the question if he has any money for the divorce, and if she's entitled to anything out of this divorce, some kind of alimony, something that helps her to get through this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first thing that I would certainly seek some counsel and ask the question, because I don't know what state they're in. I don't know what their laws are. Needless to say, you don't need to stay there. You need to get out of there because it's just not healthy for you.
Right. Well, an ideal outcome to find a way out of this hole and begin to have hope to move out and heal from this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hope as you progress through that, you can turn a lot of this hurt into motivation, mm-hmm. kind of like that, like, I'm going to go make this shit happen instead of my world's over, because I've been through both sides of that. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that switch turns, it just happens. One day, all of a sudden, mm-hmm. you're like, all right, let's go. I'm doing this shit. You know what I mean? And then you kind of re-find yourself and you're just on this new wave.
You're back on a new foot.
Any additional info? I sometimes stay with friends, but I have a dog who literally has been the only thing to get me through this, and I cannot fathom leaving her here with him. I will be done with school in December and hopefully have my RN license. I'm saving money, but I do not have anywhere near the money to leave on my own. And so, you know, that's, I think in the past we've thought about that, where is there people in a network of the people you're going to school with where you could potentially be a roommate? Mm-hmm. You know, what different options have we thought of?
And you have to really decide, what does it really take to feed you, you know, to live every day? And then you know what you're going to have to go make. And just to survive, what you can cut, what you don't need to cut, you got to really make, one of your main issues is to get your own environment out of there, because he's not healthy for you, because he's mean. If he wasn't mean, and you guys were able to be friends through this thing, that we all realize we're not together, we're going to get a divorce.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mean you harm. I'm here to give you your freedom. Go do whatever the hell you want to do. I'm going to go start my life. But right now we're in the situation till December. And if you want to recognize that, we can, you know, figure a way through this. Hey, great. If we can't, I got to get out of here now. And by the way, you know, we are married, and go see a lawyer and see if there's any kind of alimony that you guys can get. And you can do a fast divorce and come up with some kind of settlement that'll help, you know, pay your bills for the next, you know, year or 2 years, whatever it might be. Again, I don't have enough information of any of these facts.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. Something to think about is, picture the future you out there killing it as an RN,
mm-hmm.
you know, making the money, have your own place. You're thriving. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where you're going to get.
Right.
And so you just, if you keep picturing that a little bit at a time, even though it seems impossible,
away, it isn't.
It'll be there before you know it. And then one day you'll look at this and this is just a story you tell.
This is absolutely, it happened now. I always use the expression, you got, you know, pulled over for a speeding ticket and you were let go with a warning. You're done with this guy. And even if he wakes up and tries to get you back, you don't want him back, because you saw a side of him that is so nasty and so mean that he'll do, if he does it again, shame, it's first time is shame on you, second time, shame on me.
Yep.
This is a behavior that's just unacceptable, period. You just don't hang with people that have this way about them. You run, you don't walk away, you run away.
Yeah. Just hopefully with the means to do so. So I think maybe the first baby step is just getting creative with ways to find a way out.
And know your, but you got to know your money needs to eat.
Yeah.
You got to figure that out so you can, you know, appropriately plan for it, and then see what your options are. People are going to be writing in on this.
Yeah.
And they're going to have suggestions for you, girl. They really are. And let's see what they have to offer. Keep this in mind. We really do want to hear more what happens with you and where you're at. So keep us in mind. Let us know. And, you know, send us little love notes, what's going on.
Yeah.
Keep us in the know on the stream.
Yes.
Number three.
One of this week's partners is Hungry Root. A lot going on. Moving into a new house, on the road for tour. And one thing I'm struggling with is eating healthy. And getting Hungry Root delivered has been so good. Their meals actually only take 15-ish minutes to make, which, when I'm feeling stressed and like I don't have time to spend cooking, it makes me feel so much better. And I love how you can really make Hungry Root fit you, your dietary needs, your lifestyle, everything. For me, I'm avoiding dairy and I don't eat fish. And with Hungry Root, you can actually go in and select if you're dairy-free, soy-free, peanut. There are so many ways to accommodate your dietary needs. Hungry Root makes it so easy to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered right to your doorstep. And it's easy to get started. You just take a short quiz and bam, you'll get a personalized cart with all your weekly grocery needs in it. And if there's a suggestion in there that you don't want, you just remove it and pick something else. That was my favorite part when I got some sausage burrito thing. Didn't look like it was my cup of tea. Took it out, picked a new option. So that way I loved everything in my shipment. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Father Knows Something listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/FKS to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/FKS. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Hi, Morgan, Justin, and Jerry. I'm a longtime listener of THT and FKS, listening to the 100th episode as I type this. Congrats. Hey.
Well, I thank you very much.
Sorry if this ends up being long. I know you guys love context, so I'll try and provide as much as possible. I, 31 female, was in an on and off relationship for over 14 years. We started dating in high school. To provide a timeline here. For many years, it was really bad. He would often cheat, lie, and manipulate me. I know, a real winner, right? But the worst of it was when he cheated on me with a close family member. This happened in 2013, and it still haunts my dreams. Also want to note, I had a gut feeling it was going to happen 3 weeks before it happened. Spooky, right? It took me a long time to process it, and embarrassingly was still with him, but it was obviously never the same, and not accept his manipulation and crap, so things did change. But also, we just grew up. But I mean, I never really told anyone, like family, since then that I've been in contact with him because it's so embarrassing. I feel like I missed out on life. I wasted my youth on a life I was trying to build with someone who sabotaged it every chance he got. Cheating aside, I truly settled. We wouldn't even go out on dates. Besides that, he was one of my only friends. I'm not sure we've been in love for a while now. I think we've just been with each other to avoid being alone or something. But all this to say, we are no longer in contact. I let go of trying to fit my life to him, but now I'm just worried I'll end up alone and with no friends. I am a very independent person. I had to be. All of my past friends did not value me or betrayed me deeply. Because of that, I have social anxiety big time. I often find myself not even wanting to go outside. I've been in therapy on and off for years, which helped. I got to a point I felt safe outside and it was easier to interact with people, but I'm a full-time master's student and cannot afford it at the moment. Even in my program, everyone has their group and I kind of just exist. It feels like no matter what I've tried, people just don't want to connect with me. I feel like I've grown into a person who isn't me, very closed off and isolated. I know it's harder to connect with me due to my social anxiety, but again, it seems like no matter what I do, people just aren't interested. I feel almost invisible at times. I guess I would just like advice on how to go about making friends and connecting with others, both friendship and romantically. I'm so tired of living on pause because of my anxiety.
I've always said that when we are in relationships and we get lied to, our radar is off. And your radar is, I mean, you're probably close to 30 years old now, or somewhere between 25 and 30, if I do the math in my
31.
Head. So, you know, your adult life has been a facade. So you don't know what's real, what's not real. And you need to go find a way of hanging out with people that are real. And I don't know if you find that in a painting class or if you find it in something that you can enjoy and meet people without the pressures of it. But there are things that are out there, even if it's from Bible study, if you're into that. If you're into history and going to a museum and starting a history course, book clubs, there are things that are out there that you can find a social network that no one's going to feel threatened by you, that you can simply all, you know, see each other as one-on-one. Without going into your long story, just go on and just try to see what you can gain as far as information, knowledge, and friendship. And keep it easy in the beginning.
Yeah.
And it will all, it just reunite yourself with just living.
and who you are.
Yeah.
You know, like we always talk about what your passions are, and it could be, it can literally be anything. And there's some kind of group, there's some kind of club. There's always, I mean, I know it's different in out in California and LA, cause there's just so many people, but even in Minnesota, I feel like, you know, it was, for me, it was skateboarding. I was the shyest kid. I'd had really like maybe one, two or three friends mm-hmm. all through sixth, seventh grade, all the way from elementary school. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it was social anxiety. But I just freaked out. Like I couldn't socialize with people and it was just incredibly tough until I started skateboarding in early eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And I found myself all of a sudden in this group of people that were the skateboarder kids.
Were they cool?
Well, I had this one guy.
Were they good? Were they bad people? Good people?
No, just kids figuring out who they were. And we all just skateboarded. We were all mm-hmm. just seventh, eighth graders, you know, doing that. And I remember getting pulled out of that world where I felt like I was living on my own and I just was a misfit. And one of the guys just pulled me in. He said, "Hey, come skateboard with us. We're doing this." And from there, I completely changed as a person. It changed my complete path in life.
Did you ever see the movie The Sandlot?
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, it just changed everything. And it was mm-hmm. because I was following one of my passions. I wasn't going out of my way to be like, let's be friends. Who are you? What do you do? Mm-hmm. Because I wasn't that person. Now I could do that. I'll walk up to someone random and be like, what's your story? What are you all about? And then whatever. But I would have never gotten to where I'm at if I hadn't just done something I loved at the time. And then, like you say, people gravitate and all of a sudden they'll start conversations with mm-hmm. you. You'll get pulled into things and then it just goes from there.
You may find out that you like to be a pilot. You may find out that you like to salsa dance. You may find out that you like to read. You may find out that you like to become a walking group.
Or something you already love, like something you're already, one of your passions that you right. already have. It can be simple. It can be like a makeup artist. That makeup artist isn't simple. They're extremely talented. But I'm just saying, like, it's not your classic player. I play this sport. I do this. It can be like one of the little passions you have. And there's going to be people that want to do it with you.
Go explore. You'll find it. And you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Just cut yourself a little slack and just realize that your radar is so jacked because this person, that's what happens in these relationships. Your radars can't make it out.
Yeah, and I think it's just baby steps. Mm-hmm. It's baby steps. It's simply thinking about what do I love to do and starting to do that more and see what naturally just comes your way.
And as I say at the end of every single one of our reads, read the comments. They have great comments, great thoughts. So, and then keep us in the loop.
Yeah.
Let us know.
I mean, we even see it at every Two Hot Takes show we've done. Mm-hmm. People will come up to us and say, "Oh, I came alone, but I just met this whole table full of people mm-hmm. and now we're all going to start hanging out." Mm-hmm. And they met over a love of a podcast and went to the show.
Yeah,
just because they showed up alone. And I think that's what's, you can meet someone in the comments.
Yeah,
you never know.
You don't.
So yeah, I feel good. I feel good about it.
Allow yourself. All right, we're going to go to number four.
Are you sure it's number four?
I'm not. Is it number five now?
It's number four. I'm sorry. I'm fucking with your radar.
You are.
Uh-oh. Don't mess with the lightsaber guy. I feel like next time I come over here, you're going to be flipping that thing like a baton.
Okay.
That was good. You fought me off.
Number four.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I'm turning 30 tomorrow, and for some reasons, birthdays just make me sad. It's not the age. I don't know what it is, but boy, oh boy, Do I want to get on and start talking to my therapist and just unpack why I feel this way? And if there's something in your life that you want to work on or want someone to talk to, you could give therapy a try. And why not try BetterHelp? BetterHelp is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. It's super easy to get started. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. Finding the right therapist for you could take time. It's like dating, making friends. You might not mesh right off the bat. For me, I've had a couple therapists in the past. Some I loved, some not my vibe. And it's okay to change to find the right one to make sure your needs are being met. I've loved online therapy in the past. I've loved how convenient and flexible it is. We love therapy. We think it is so valuable, and we think everyone should try it. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/FKS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/FKS.
Okay. A few weeks ago, I broke up with my boyfriend of 6 years.
You did you?
Who I found out was cheating on me. He was seeing another girl for about 3 to 4 weeks. Met her on a night out, took her on a few dates, bought her flowers, slept with her, took her virginity, might I add, messaged her every day, etc. I found out because after he began to ghost her, she got pissed, and she told me what was going on to get back at him.
Ooh.
I was a complete and utter mess. I had a panic attack, threw up, and was shaking uncontrollably for hours. This was my soulmate, my person, and the most loyal guy I ever knew, so I thought.
So you thought, that's right.
He was so loving towards me, so obsessed with me, so attentive and affectionate, and still cheated. He had me as his background on his phone, as well as in every single bio on his social media, and he still cheated. I'm not super confident, but even I will admit this girl was considerably less attractive than me. And he still cheated. I had supported this man through so much, so many hard times, financially, emotionally, mentally. He always told me what an angel I was and how much I had truly changed his life. I am struggling so hard to understand how he could throw it all away. I am struggling to come to terms with the feeling of not really ever knowing him. In the same breath, I feel like nothing without him. I don't know who I am without him. So much of our lives and personalities were so intertwined. I can't imagine life without him. Everything is so quiet. House is quiet. Life is quiet. I feel like I'll never smile again. The world is just gray. The things that used to make me happy don't anymore. I lost my best friend and I don't feel like I'll ever recover. I'm battling with wanting to take him back because I can't deal with these emotions. He does seem sorry and regretful, but I know I could never trust him again. What should I do? My friends and family have tried to be supportive, but many of them don't understand. So I wear a mask around them because I don't want to burden them with my sadness. What do I do to stop these feelings of emptiness and pain?
I'm going to start with that one word, heal. You know, you need to find yourself. And once you find yourself and you get through all this muck, you are going to be a stronger person. And the blinders will be off and you will find a stronger relationship. Look, we have all been through this. Every one of us. I can't imagine anyone that I know that has not been through a relationship where they've had heartbreak and they may have gotten back together. And it's true that some of the ones that they gave them the heartbreak where they said, look, we've been in a relationship since we were 15. I don't know what other relationships are like, but I think we should find out. And they've broken up for a while to realize that they really had their soulmates in the beginning. They got back together, but they didn't lie about it. They came in with the integrity to say, hey, we need to try this and see what we're really at.
Yeah.
I know someone in the room on the other side of the wall that's suffering tremendously with his recent breakup. And he's had other breakups that he certainly suffered because he's an honest guy. He goes in with his heart and, you know, sometimes the other person just doesn't reciprocate it for whatever the reason is that it's just, you're not the person.
Yeah.
And sometimes it goes easy and sometimes it goes hard. Depends on who the players are. You will survive this. And the only way that you are going to survive it is by just give it the time, find other ways to occupy your time, find other passions that is something that you may like to do, something you've never experienced to go do.
Skydiving.
Pardon me?
Skydiving.
If that's what it is, go for it. You know, I think I always like doing things that you interact with other people, and maybe skydiving's it, but I once did salsa dancing and I loved it. I've done, you know, ballroom dancing. I've done other sporting things that I got into that I met a group of people. You meet people by just getting out.
You met people in line at Disney yesterday. You're talking to everybody.
You know, that sometimes I do that.
You meet people in the line at Lowe's.
And then you guys go like this, oh my God, he's doing it again.
Well, sometimes, yeah.
The bottom line is that you got to get out there and you got to expose yourself to different personalities and different people.
Yeah.
And just enjoy life. Don't box yourself in. You got to allow yourself to grow.
Yep.
And it will work out. You'll become healthier.
Yeah, their ideal outcome, just seeking comfort and clarity. So for me, I would like to start with the clarity piece.
Okay.
The clarity here is, yeah, sure, he seems sorry and regretful, but you could never trust him again. You just said that. So we're not going back. That's the clarity. We're not going back to him. That's just, I would take that option off the table. Because we're going to end up in the same position.
Not unless there's a
99
lot.
Out of 100 times.
If in 2 years you guys grow enough where you say—
That's different.
That's a different game.
But right now—
Not today.
We're not going back because we're only going back to put a Band-Aid on our pain. And that will just lead you to having more long, extended, and even more hurtful pain probably.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the clarity.
I'm with that.
Here's the comfort. The comfort is even when you were saying this sentence about panic attack, shaking uncontrollably for hours, like I completely, that brought me back into that feeling because I got hit so hard with that at one time with one of my breakups. And I remember that feeling. And it's like, well, what's left? What do I even do anymore? Because I had truly lost sense of myself as just myself.
Right.
And I think in this situation, you'll find comfort in refinding yourself as just you, as being independent. Your personality, who you are, your life, your passions, none of that is dependent upon this person.
Mm-hmm.
That's you. And you got to reconnect with all that in the same way that the story before this too. These all kind of interconnect a little bit, is then by leaning back in your passions and establishing, you know, what you want to do, who you want to be. It's a little fresh start for you, which can be exciting, scary, but also exciting and comforting. And I think you'll find comfort in being on your own and being single. If you get through the hardest part of this and you can just start focusing on little bits at a time, finding happiness in the smallest little things each day. Oh, you walk outside, the sunlight hits your face, it feels amazing. Just be so present in that moment and take that. And that's like one more thing to be happy about that day. And then just stack them up as the day goes on instead of every day sucks because I'm going through this heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And soon enough, you'll be thriving on your own. And you're like, God, can you even imagine that I wanted to go back? And it'll be a story you tell.
I don't want to confuse negativity with reality, but let's try this one. As you are going through the day, we forget pain. It goes behind us. And all of a sudden, we look at these people that are out of our lives and we go, God, we miss them. We miss him. I miss him so much. I miss her so much. You miss them so much. But what you don't realize at the time is what you're not thinking about is the shit they did that got you here.
You only remember the good stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm not telling you to remember the bad stuff. Just remember, as you say, I miss them, there was something that was bad enough to put you here, and you got to go forward. That's when I say, when you start keeping score in the game, go to the next game. And now just take your time, find yourself, get your own radar back on track, get yourself on track, and you will long forget about all this stuff, and it will heal. I've been there. You've been there. I was at 40,000 feet just recently. I've been engaged once in my life, and I was at 40,000 feet soon after that engagement, flying back to LA to start our lives in Los Angeles. I met her in the South. And on the plane coming here, she hit me with, have I ever been attracted to anybody? And it turned out someone walked in her going away party the day before. And she said, I got to see what that's all about. And it just evaporated on me in midair.
And then you're stuck there.
And I was devastated. Absolutely devastated.
It's probably the longest flight of your life.
And I get it all. And I mean, we got back, we landed, we turned it all around. We found her freight, mid-freight. She had to get a new car. Everything got reversed.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. But I was upside down, and I still tried for 2 or 3 months after that to save this relationship for this person that I was mad about. But the reality was, it just wasn't meant to be.
No, takes two to tango.
So just realize that this is a good way to get out and go on and find the person who really is your person. It took you a while. You found your person.
That's definitely true. And I probably in that moment, I probably thought I never would.
That's right. And the guy in the other room, suffering the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we all do. And it's all better.
Well, and that's... stronger. It's the risk of putting yourself out there, being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the risk for the reward. Mm-hmm. And we all have to risk it, risk mm-hmm. getting really fucking hurt to get that reward and finally end up with that right person.
And it's not to say that sometimes when you're in a relationship that you guys need to take a break, but not by deceit. Face up to it and say, look, something's just not right here.
Yeah.
Let's take a pause and let's see really if we really do miss one another. Let's see why we're really together. And maybe we'll get back together. Maybe we'll be stronger, or maybe we won't.
Yeah.
But it's not, going down this road is not going to answer the question. It's just going to be a setup for destruction. Okay. So now we are going to go to number 5. And this is the
drum
final,
roll.
And this is the final one for the night.
That's correct.
Okay, so now the grand finale.
My fiance.
Your fiance.
27 male.
Wait. Your fiance, 27 male.
Yes.
Quite interesting. Oh, you're reading about somebody. Got it.
My fiance.
Yes.
I'm going to use a lightsaber on you.
Okay, here.
No.
All right. Tell me about this person's fiance, 27.
My fiance, 27 male of 5 years, cheated on me across the world, and I don't know what to do. I trusted my fiance to go on a 2.5-week trip with his grandfather on a cruise from Australia to New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
I, 25 female, didn't think he would go find a girlfriend and have a week-long affair. I picked him up from the airport. And as I was getting ready for work the next day, I opened my Facebook to a girl commenting on our engagement post that we needed to talk, and then 2 pictures, one of them making out and one on an extension together. I went to inbox her, and 2 videos and about 10 to 20 pictures were already sent to me from her. I woke him up and started asking him questions, screaming and crying. I have only ever heard fear from the man once when his grandmother passed, and this was the second time I've heard it. He has been super apologetic and answered any questions I have, but part of me is starting to not look at him the same the more I find out. Ideal outcome, either work this out or leave. Additional info, he's my first everything.
How long they've been together?
5 years.
He's 27?
So it's like, similar to Morgan and I, except we're 30 and 29,
mm-hmm.
5 years fiancés.
Right. you know, look, you guys might be the ones, you may not be the ones, but I think that a time away to really make sure what you guys want is certainly in order. I'm going to go by personal experience. And I was with a woman that I asked her on a date for 2 years straight. When she finally said she'd go on a date with me, it was because she was 6 hours away. And she said, if you want to come take me to dinner up here, I'll go out to dinner with you. I drove 6 hours to have dinner with that woman. She was my first love. We were together for 4 years. And it was in those years where you're starting to grow.
Yep.
And as much as I would say I hung the moon with her, I mean, she was my life. But I did get to a part in life where I was exploring to see really what was out there, because I was coming into adulthood.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put any blame on her. I'm going to say I certainly went out and I explored, which may have triggered her to explore. And we were still together exploring. And I finally just said, I didn't want to explore. I didn't want to be out of the relationship, but I was doing it. She ran over my foot. She got so upset one time when we found out about it. But I realized that even though we stuck together, that I said, we must part.
Right.
Now, years later, maybe I should have married her. And I should have gone through we would have gone through infidelity and then gone through being true to it. Who knows?
Yeah.
My answer is, it doesn't mean that you guys can't get back together, but you need to take these free passes to really get to shake this out to make sure where you guys are at. And if you guys get back together, great. If you don't get back together, that's okay too. But you definitely have to take 6 months or a year and really, really make sure that you guys are the one. And you may both go on with your life with other people. You may heal from it and move on. Or you guys may say, you know something, we went out with other people. What are we doing? We belong together.
True. But it, you know, that then gives you the motivation to really come back and make it work.
That's right.
Versus just like, what are we doing?
Yeah. So that is really, I'm not saying that you guys don't belong together. You just don't belong together today.
Definitely take the time. 5 years is a lot. Being engaged definitely adds to it. But this is serious. The language that's interesting to me, and maybe this is just because it's written after this all happened, the fact that the sentence starts, I trusted my fiance to go on a 2.5 week trip with his grandfather, versus it being, my fiance went to go on a 2.5 week trip with his grandfather on a cruise. Oh, and he did this. Versus I trusted him to go do this. I'm almost, maybe I'm reading between the lines, but I feel like there's some trust issues leading into this to where you're like,
you think her radar picked up
just
on something?
Maybe, but just almost where it's like, I almost feel like there's a question where, or a conversation perhaps before the trip that brought up some element of trust.
Like, I think he probably went on a trip with his grandfather and he saw this chick and his wild oats started flaring up and he said, you know, I don't know. And next thing he knows, he liked her and he said, you just don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, they're young and dumb and full of whatever you want to fill that in with. The bottom line is they don't belong together right now. And because of this indiscretion, he's got to be sure what's important to him. And he's not going to make sure on one easy step. This is a period of time you're talking about the rest of your life to be with this person.
Right.
Taking a year and saying, honey, we are done for right now. And I don't know where we'll be in a year, but I am definitely going to start looking to see if this is right for me. And you got to make sure it's right for you. So
yeah.
we need to take our time and see what happens. And it's going to be tough for both of you. Remember, you have 5 years of togetherness. This is going to bust both of your hearts. But it's going to be healthy once you figure out yourselves what we learned from this experience. And we know that we don't take it lightly.
That's kind of the only option. I mean, what else?
I think so.
the ideal outcome, either work this out or leave. It's, that's really what working it out is. Yeah. Working it out isn't, oh, I promise I'll never do it again. Sorry, yeah. Let's just put that week in the past. It's more like, no, like, let's really evaluate mm-hmm. where we're at.
I can guarantee every a lot of our write-ins are going to say, dump the dude, DDD, dump the dude, you know, over. Let's all take in for the fact that these people for 5 years did love one another, do love one another. There is an indiscretion here of growth and wild oats and whatever else. It might be bullshit and he might just be an asshole and desert, but what we're doing by this immediate cutoff is recognizing there's an issue and saying, hey, we're going to go on with our life. And if we find that we do belong together and we, whenever that period is, but I wouldn't go less than a year, we're going to figure it out. And meanwhile, she's going to have the time to really make sure that this guy is the right one for her. And he's going to really make sure that she's the right one for him. And he's willing to sacrifice whatever it is to have that relationship.
Right. And then, again, if you were going to move forward, we're going to move mm-hmm. forward.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not, then we're not.
That's right.
It's very like 100% or 100%. It's one or the other. But yeah, whatever time frame works for you and really however you want to approach this is your relationship and it'll be your gut decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's the best strategy because it's not so clear cut because it's not our life.
That's right.
To decide. So quite the situation.
So that's our episode for tonight. Thank you for joining us. Come to our backyard. We may have a Patreon for you or two.
Also, by the time you're listening to this, it will have been Morgan's birthday yesterday, but happy birthday to Morgan.
Absolutely.
Big 3-0. So we're celebrating that.
I'm celebrating big time. 30 years, 31 years of my life. Not just 30, that's, 31.
Yeah, almost 31.
Mm-hmm.
30.9. Well, it's not out of 10. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for joining us. If you ever see us walking down the street.
At Disney.
Anywhere. Always feel free to come up and share a story with us that you've watched us or who you are, and we appreciate that.
Yeah.
It was really nice. So we'll check you out later, and
the light is off, Jerry.
I can't cut anything else. I was trying to cut the lights out.
You should do that for your still, but say bye first.
Good night. And again, we'll be back next week. We have some live shows coming up. Check the THT schedule. And I know that Father Knows is going to a few of them.
Yes.
So if you particularly want to know where Father Knows is going to be, talk to Justin.
Yeah, right?
Drop him an email.
Yeah, an email.
No, how do they contact you?
I don't know. Instagram? I don't know.
Instagram.
We'll see. We don't know yet.
Content. Good night for now.
Bye.